Did my humming lure you, O fair maiden? You're a naughty girl for wandering this far from your home. You know, any man or demons can swoop you up so easily. Me? Yes, I am a woman as well, but I'm a fox spirit, or how other humans should describe me, a demon. So I can defend myself against others who dare mess with me. What about you, princess? What brings you here? I doubt any woman would wander out here in the middle of the night for no reason. Unless they're having a hidden affair from someone they wish their family don't know about. I see that all too often in my lifetime. No? Then enlighten me, girl. Why are you here? Arranged marriage. My, do you not like the candidate that your family choose? Then again, women don't get much say in the matter. It's quite sad how society is built. You're not into men. Is that so? Then you prefer a warmth of a woman instead. I hope you know you wandering in these woods to escape your parents' demands is only going to get you killed, though. These woods are inhabited by demons. Last thing I want is a fair maiden to be swooped in and get killed. Then, if you wish to seek refuge until your affair dies over, you can come over to my place. I'm sure it's better to be safe somewhere than being out in the cold night. Oh. Don't worry. I'm not like what your papa tells you every night before you go to bed. I'm a friendly fox spirit. If you don't trust me, we can form a contract. It's nothing to be worried about. Our soul will be bound until one of us dies. I'll be stuck to you like glue. The catch? Smart girl. The catch is that I'm going to take a little bit of your energy since you're overflowing with it like a fountain. I do like you a lot so far, and I wouldn't want you to die. And in return of giving me a little bit of your energy, I can do what you want. And give you a better home, love, romance, protection. Well, except for money. Us spirits have no use for such things. But if you're worried about food, my home has a lot of fruits and vegetables out back. Of course, I do love gardening. I understand your hesitation. You can think it over when we arrive to my home. It's not too far, and I see you shivering over there with how little of clothing you have to help you with this. Come. Give me your hand. I'll feel safer knowing that you're close by me. And last thing I want is for a demon to randomly snatch you while I'm guiding you. Thank you, princess. And thank you for trusting me. So, since you told me about yourself, want to know anything about me? I'm sure you have a lot of questions about a fox spirit randomly being so nice to a fellow human like you. What am I doing here? Well, I watch the entrance to make sure humans don't foolishly go balls deep into the forest. Last thing I want is the lesser demon getting stronger. And it's to protect a sacred herb that has been bestowed by the gods. The property is so phenomenon that it can cure anything. The only catch is that it uses its scent to lure demons to protect it. So any humans brave or stupid enough always get eaten alive. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Don't worry. I'll protect you from those bad demons. You are in good care. And last thing I want is for a very beautiful fair maiden to be gobbled up. Well, here we are. I did told you it wasn't that far. A very nice little hut, I would say. It may not look luxurious, but it does its job and I consider it as home. do make yourself home. If you need anything, do let me know. What's wrong, Princess? Oh, well, I guess it is pretty cold still. Let me start the heater for you. I'll make you some tea, too. Just wait a bit, all right? And huddle your nice ass over there near the fire. Oh, I have some blankets behind you if you need more warmth. Right there. Shoot, I need to harvest more later. It's Jasmine, all right? It's all I have right now. Okay. Here you go, dear. I hope it helps. Still a bit chilly, huh? How about I wrap you with my tail? It's very warm to the touch. A request? Well, you are a guest. What is it that you wish? You want to cuddle? All right then. Come into my embrace, dear human girl. I'll be sure to warm you up all nicely. You're so soft. And smell like flowers. It's been so long since I've held someone. I'm sorry, it's a habit. When I used to cuddle with someone back then, I would kiss them on the forehead. A really bad habit. You don't mind it? Well, I'll be sure to make you feel loved and appreciated. From what you told me before, it sounded like back at your home, you had no voice and was very underappreciated. I'll be sure to give you that, dear. Huh? You want to form a contract with me? Are you sure? You seemed so hesitant before when I brought it up. Well, if that's what you wish, then all right. No take backsies, okay? Now, you kiss my hand and afterwards, you say my name, Mayrel. Now we are one. Your mark is on my chest and yours here too. To show that we belong to one another. Why getting flustered now? We just did something so intimate and romantic. And now we're each other's. I'm just teasing. You don't have to be in a romantic relationship if you don't want to. But just know that I'll be calling you Master from now on. And like I said before, I'll do anything for you, sweetie. Oh? Then you want more. If so, then may I kiss you? I'll be sure to make you the happiest woman ever. There's still so much for me to learn about you, but you live here with me now. I have all the time to know your favorite food to what you despise the most. Oh, I'll be sure to take very good care of my fair maiden. And if you are in any trouble, just say my name loudly and I'll be there to rescue you. Mm. Isn't that too early to say that? We just met and. How can you be so sure that you love me? I'm just a spirit, and you are my master. But yet, every time I kiss you, I feel like I'm catching so much feelings for you. I do question if I am in love with you too. Oh, you're such a beautiful woman, you know that. Getting tired? You are free to lay your head on my soft breast. I'll be sure to keep you warm and comfortable. Now, you must have been so tired from that journey. Sleep, my dear master. We have so much to talk about tomorrow morning. Good night, my princess. I'll always be by your side.